Hi, my name is Giselle Verga, and welcome to Past Meets Present, a podcast where we connect important current events to our history. In many ancient cultures, women have played a prominent role in leadership, and some have even taken their strengths to the battlefield, leading their nations to victory. Lady Fu Hao, for example, of China's Shang Dynasty, served as a very powerful military leader in 1200 BC, and was considered, quote, the most powerful military leader of her time, end quote. However, in more recent years, fighting in the military has grown to be considered more of a man's job, and women were expected to remain in the home, not out on the battlefield. This is primarily due to the prejudices that people carry with them, and the mindset that women aren't as capable or up to the task as men. The community that the war effort creates has always been one of the positive aspects of war, and some were also worried that the inclusion of women would interfere with that dynamic. However, these are some of the exact same reasons people have given throughout history for excluding other minorities, so the legitimacy of them can be debated. Since the late 1700s, however, women have been regaining a place in the military, starting with the roles of cooks and nurses at military camps, and their positions have only grown since. However, it has taken almost 250 years for women to finally gain equal access and opportunities in the military as men. President Obama once said, "One of the qualities that makes America's armed forces the best in the world is that we draw on the talents and skills of our people. When we desegregated our military, it became stronger. Over recent decades, we've opened about 90% of military positions to women, who time and again have proven that they too are qualified, ready, and up to the task. In the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, our courageous women in uniform have served with honor on the front lines, and some have given their very lives. Today, the Defense Department is taking another historic step forward by opening up the remaining 10% of military positions, including combat roles, to women." This quote from Obama on December 3, 2015, marks the point in time when women in the U.S. were finally granted access to all roles in the military. The journey to get here was a long one, and one that connects all the way back to the days of World War II. Back in World War II, the war effort served as a central point in many people's lives. For men, this meant heading out to the front lines to fight. However, for women, the ways in which they could help were much more limited. For those who wanted to head out to war, they could not serve in the same capacity as men, and instead they were often pushed back behind the scenes to the roles of cooks, nurses, and drivers. In some countries, however, like Russia, women did have more access to positions in the military, and some were even allowed to fight in combat. However, they represent only a small percentage of women during this time, as the majority of them remained on the home front, keeping up with everyday household tasks and trying to keep spirits raised. One of the most important roles women played in the war, however, was something that they didn't get recognition for until many years later. One such woman was Virginia Hall. Early on in her life, Hall applied to the military, but was rejected because she was a woman. Not long after, she was in a hunting accident where she was shot in the foot and had to have her leg amputated. The second chance at life made her more motivated than ever to make a difference. And so, at the outbreak of World War II, Hall applied to serve on the front lines in France. However, she was once again pushed to the sidelines and ended up driving an ambulance instead. While serving in France, she happened to meet a British spy who recognized her greater potential and connected her with the British intelligence. And so like that, an adventurous girl from Maryland turned into one of the Allies' best agents. Hall's story represents only one of the many stories of the important roles women played behind the scenes during the war. In France, there were a great number of women who couldn't stand what the Nazis were doing in their hometowns, and so they began to help on their own. Apart from volunteering as nurses, they were able to use the perceptions others had of them of being innocent, ignorant, naive, to their advantage. They were able to provide safe houses to American and British soldiers, help them cross enemy lines, and gather important intel from the Nazis, who were completely unsuspecting that women could ever possibly be smarter than them. As one such woman, Andrée de Gaulle, said, "I was very impatient to do something. A woman couldn't carry a gun or fly a bomber jet, but she could, walk unnoticed, striding down a street in a wool coat and sensible shoes, as if on her way to the market or a typist job, trailed quietly by two or three wayward soldiers in disguise." After providing safe houses to many soldiers, she decided she wanted to help in an even bigger way. So she created the Comet Line, a route that she led, designed to help Allied soldiers return home safely. To accomplish this, she utilized many tactics to try and make the men invisible, to blend into a crowd, much like the way the women of the time did every day. Even after news of de Gaulle's Comet Line reached the Gestapo, the Nazi's secret police, they were not able to identify who she was, and were therefore unable to stop her. underestimation of women's abilities is something that has played a role throughout history, especially in regard to the military. It wasn't until 1976 that women were first accepted into military academies in the U.S., and 4 years later, in 1980, the first class of women graduated from the United States Academy at West Point. This marked an important turning point in paving the way for women to serve a wider breadth of roles in the military. From the start, this was a difficult journey for women, and they faced many setbacks and struggles at the academy that their male counterparts did not. This shows that even when women were finally provided with equal opportunities as men, their situations were still not equal, and they had a much harder path to get through in order to achieve the same successes as men. After the first graduating class, it still took 35 more years for women to finally gain complete equal access to opportunities in the military as men. Even with this, things are still far from perfect. Just last week, for example, 16 women sued the FBI for gender discrimination at Quantico Training Academy. These women accused the FBI of running a, quote, good old boy network that sets women up for failure. It was found that of the people dismissed from the academy, 80% of them were women. Some women in the lawsuit said that when they made the same mistakes as men during a situation, they were penalized for it. However, the men were not. This lawsuit shows how even today, when women are receiving equal opportunities as men, they are still not being viewed as equal. We have seen great changes since the days of World War II, and a wide variety of positions and opportunities for women have opened since then. However, the assumptions others make of women are still persistent to this day. These assumptions may seem small or irrelevant, but in the big picture, they can have a massive effect on the roles women play in our society. This shows us that despite our great success, there is still progress to be made, and that is something we can strive for as we move forward. Japan, for one, has already aimed to make great strides forward in the coming years by setting a goal to raise their percentage of women in the military to 9%. The U.S. is also continuing to play a leading role in the advancements of women's rights in the military, as women already make up over 16% of U.S. forces. Learning from the important roles women played all those years ago in World War II, we can aim to make even bigger progress. And keep in mind that even if others underestimate you, you can find a way to make a difference, no matter what hurdles are put in your way. Thanks for listening to Past Meets Present, and don't forget to tune in next week for another episode.